From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. U.S. Defense Secretary Ashton Carter has called on Turkey to focus on the fight against Islamic State, not to battle U.S.-allied Kurdish forces in northern Syria. Carter also called Monday on the Kurdish YPG forces to pull back to positions east of the Euphrates River.
We've called on both sides to not fight with one another, to continue to focus the fight on ISIL. That's the basis of our cooperation with both of them, and specifically not to engage one another.
Turkey, which intervened in the Syrian conflict last week, along with its Syrian rebel allies, is trying to drive IS militants and Kurdish forces from border areas after suffering a series of terrorist bombings. Kurdish forces recently helped push IS militants out of Manbij west of the Euphrates River. President Obama is to meet his Turkish counterpart Recep Tayyip Erdogan on the sidelines of a G20 meeting in China September 4th. Libyan forces continue to chip away at the last neighborhoods held in the coastal city of Sirte by Islamic State. Forces loyal to the Tripoli-based Government of National Accord, or GNA, said late Monday they liberated one of the last two districts held by IS fighters. They've lost more than 40 killed, hundreds wounded in 2 days of fighting. At least 54 people were killed when a suicide bomber drove his car into a government recruitment center in the Yemeni port city of Aden Monday, an attack claimed by Islamic State. Dozens of others were wounded in the worst single attack on the Arabian Peninsula this year. Yemen is embroiled in an 18-month civil war pitting the government of internationally recognized President Abd Rabu Mansour Hadi against Iran-backed Houthi rebels. This is VOA News.